Victoria Todd is the director and chief scientist for Ocean Science Consulting in Dunbar, Scotland. And for years, she's worked with companies and regulators to minimize the impacts of offshore energy projects on marine wildlife. The science shows that climate change is one of the biggest threats to ocean health. Expanding offshore wind is seen as key to the energy transition and reducing the effects of warming on marine wildlife. But while we know wind is an important part of the solution, we also know that offshore wind development is not harmless.
The best way to protect marine life, in my opinion, is advanced planning. Perform baseline studies prior to the wind farm development such that we can understand the use of the area by the various animals at different times of the year. In addition, one can also use pingers, which are actively producing noise-emitting devices that can send out a warning signal to the marine mammals, theoretically to pre-warn the animals that there is going to be a noise-emitting event about to happen and that they can perhaps vacate the area.
Well, what would you say the U.S. can learn from Europe as we expand offshore wind development here?
Well, I think from what I've seen so far, they're managing to do quite a good job of the planning elements of it. We have obviously very, very good research institutes on the East Coast. I used to be at Woods Hole Oceanographic Institution, which is a very experienced and competent and long-standing marine institute. And we have some great universities and some of the large whale experts. But they are also seeking our advice for these projects as well.
In putting their heads together, scientists and offshore wind companies hope to make watching out for whales and other marine wildlife part of the industry's MO as turbines multiply off the U.S. coastline. That's good for the whales and good for the climate.
One of the reasons we want renewable energy is we're trying to reduce the impact we're having on the climate. We're trying to reduce ocean acidification. We're trying to do all these things that are ultimately to protect our environment. But you don't want to damage the environment in the process, right? And so you have to preserve what you have while you're trying to prevent further damage. And so it's in everybody's best interest to make sure that it's done the right way.
This podcast was produced by Scientific American Custom Media and made possible through the support of Ørsted.